once we're past that wreckage, we'll round sail into the woodlands through the stream current. It'll be tough going, so get yourself ready for action.
The young hare's ears drooped mournfully.
Should have told old Plugface to pack us a lunch. I'll face any jolly thing on a full stomach, you know.
Triss could not help chuckling as she asked Sagax.
How could any beast think of food at a time like this? Is Kerim always hungry?
The badger answered the question with another question.
Does night follow day?
Cerda was still perched on the sea scab's bows, watching the smaller craft's progress. She turned anxiously to Plug, who was standing nearby, draped in a blanket and swigging hot grog.
They go straight ahead, sailing for the stream, you think?
She recoiled as the silver fox belched a fraction from her nose. He did not seem unduly worried.
Oi, that's their little game. At first I thought they'd sail in among the reefs, but they couldn't stay there forever. We'd be circling, waiting for them to come out. You mark my words, missy. If a knight plans on making a run up yonder stream, that'll do me just fine.
Blad pulled his blanket tighter about him. Taking a sip from a beaker of steaming grog, he coughed and spluttered.
How will it do you just fine, Captain?
Snatching the beaker, Plug drained it at a gulp.
One or two things, your princeness. Either they'll miss the channel and run her aground, or else they'll smash the bottom out when they wax into that burnt old boat. Either way, we'll be in plenty of time to lay paws on them. Though I hope they only runs my nice little craft aground. I don't like to see me property damaged, eh, your high royalness?
Cerda sneered.
Long as we capture them, I don't care.
Plug pushed by Cerda and shouted out orders.
Lay south a point, grabbage! Take her in short of that there stream and drop anchor! Crew, stand ready and armed to jump ashore and grab those impudent beasts! I'll educate that rabbit in the ways of me battle axe when I lays paws on him! We'll see how pretty he talks then.
With a strong breeze at their backs and the tide running high, the two otters held the tiller dead onto the stream mouth, which drew closer by the moment. Sagax dashed up to the bow point, shouting aloud into the bright blue morning.
Let's give her a good old salamander strongulalia to send her in, mates.
Triss turned to the hare.
I like the sound of that. What's a salamander strongulalia?
Skerrim explained.
Something to make the jolly old fur stand on end, ma'am. The battle cry of real warriors. Just yell it out loud and long. Right-ho, chaps, all together now.
They roared at the top of their lungs as the sleek vessel whipped head-on into the fresh water. In the narrow mouth, wild following wave swells drove them like an arrow up the channel.